With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Milton has plowed into Florida as a Category 3 storm, bringing misery to a coast still recovering from Hurricane Helene. And a lot of people, that means a double dose for them because they're still recovering from the damage and in some cases the loss of life that afflicted the region just a couple of weeks ago as a result of the other storm. During an evening briefing, National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan described what to expect over the next few hours.
We're expecting a large area of destructive storm surge with inundation of 10 feet or greater above ground level along portions of the west central coast of the Florida Peninsula. We're accompanied with damaging waves, and water levels are going to rise rapidly in the next few hours as the eye of Milton approaches the coast. And strong onshore winds on the backside of the hurricane will also cause a rapid rise in water after the center makes landfall as well.
Republicans are seizing on Vice President Harris's comment about not changing any decision by President Biden. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
When asked this week how she would lead differently than Joe Biden, the vice president replied, "There is not a thing that comes to mind." Donald Trump and other Republicans have been sharing that televised clip, telling voters that Harris will continue Biden's policies. It highlights a dilemma facing the vice president, how to present herself both as a candidate of change while remaining loyal to the Biden administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, it was a very winning session on Wall Street yesterday. Despite some big losses in the Asian markets, investors on the United States side did quite well. Wall Street finishing with more record highs for both the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 right now. Futures for both are pointed higher as well. Looks like another strong session in store. This is SRN News. Pastors talking about a number of key issues involving them and their congregations. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new poll of Protestant clergymen by Lifeway Research asks them what matters most when they go to vote for a political candidate. While a lot of issues are mentioned by the pastors, Lifeway reports that, quote, when forced to choose the most important factor, 24% say personal character, 18% say the candidate's position on abortion, 16% say the ability to protect religious freedom, and 12% say the ability to improve the economy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado Supreme Court has dismissed on procedural grounds a lawsuit against a Christian baker who refused to bake a cake for a transgender individual. The justices declined to weigh in on the free speech and religious freedom issues that brought the case national attention. Baker Jack Phillips was sued by attorney Autumn Scardina, a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. A rare bright comet will be visible in October, clear skies permitting. The comet will make its closest approach to Earth on Saturday. Astronomers say it should be bright enough to see with the naked eye. Telescopes and binoculars will give an even better view. Those hoping to spot it should venture outside soon after sunset and look to the west. Several comets are discovered every year, but many burn up near the sun or linger too far away to be visible from Earth without very special equipment. After its Earth flyby, the comet will head once again toward the solar system's outer fringes. Solar Landscape, that's a leading commercial and community solar developer, and Walmart have announced that Walmart will invest in 74 solar landscape community solar projects in the states of Maryland and Illinois. 43 megawatts of commercial rooftop projects in Maryland and Illinois will be underwritten by Walmart. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.